Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. Today's topic is photography as a form of meditation. And I really like this one. This idea has come up a few times in some of the comments in recent days. Several people have come back to this idea of when they go out and shoot and they're in the moment. And photography is like a meditation. I don't know whether you've ever practiced meditation before. Not everybody has had a chance. Not everybody has been drawn to that. But meditation is often mistaken for kind of going to sleep, like you're switching off. And it's almost the opposite. Meditation, when it's working, is you're very mindful. You're very aware. It can be something like the mindfulness of breath, where you're simply concentrating on the airflow coming in and out of your mouth, or a walking version of it where you're concentrating on every step. And it's that concentration, it's that paying very close attention. And the thing about meditation is that you're in the moment. You are here and now. You're not thinking about what you need to do to get some stuff sorted out for the tax office. You're not thinking about a mistake you made last week and how you could have handled that scene differently. You're thinking about just being in the moment right now. And that's what some of us love about photography. That is exactly the experience we have when we're on the street and we have a camera in our hand and we're thinking about the photographic craft. We're thinking about what we're going to do with the camera, our composition, why we're there, what's motivating us to be there. We're in the moment. And that's a very beautiful thing, especially in the context of how we live our lives these days. We have such an intense, fast-paced life that is throwing information at us all day long. Being able to just shut that down and turn off the phone, be away from a screen, be away from your desk, and be outside, be in nature, be in the park, be in the city, be in the street, be on the street, be part of the street. Photography gets you out of the attention economy. It gets you out of having to participate in advertising and being marketed to and KPIs and being measured and quantified, and you're just out there with the camera. Even the act of planning to go and shoot, I think to some extent, just the slowing down aspect is just really valuable. And we've talked about this over the last couple of episodes, slowing down and disengaging from the pace of life. Meditation is about coming back into yourself, bringing your energy back into yourself. Photography is a great way to do that. I've done a little bit of meditation when I was younger, and I didn't keep it up. I didn't keep with it. When you're sharing your life with other people, when you go to work and even at home, right? Unless you live by yourself completely, I think that it's hard to isolate yourself and just go to a space, a place. It's hard to find ways to practice meditation when you don't have your own space. And it's something that both Shelley and I, we both struggle with this because we want to do things like we want to just turn on YouTube and watch an exercise thing and just do like a little workout, something that just gets us moving, maybe do a Pilates. When you don't really have your own space, you become very self-conscious and you don't step into that. You don't do those things that are good for you and things like meditation. And even though it's good for me, I don't do it. But I do photography. That process of walking in the park and looking for a bird and looking for a shot and just observing what's going on around you, whether you're into street photography or macro. And I do think that macro is especially meditative. There's an extra element of slowing down with macro because everything is happening on such a small scale. It's so intimate and you're up close and you can't move very fast or very far. When you're actively shooting macro, it's like you are nailed to the spot. You are so engrossed in something very, very tiny and very, very small. There's a particular meditation in Buddhist practice called Metta Bhavana, and it's all about expanding your kindness. It's about starting from something very close and personal, in my case, Shelley, and then you expand that to your family, and you expand it to your community and to your village, and eventually to the whole world. And you're practicing just having good thoughts and wishing good thoughts for effectively the entire planet. But you start small. You start small. And macro photography is a beautiful example of that, where you start small. You get in close. You don't need to chase a grand landscape scene. You don't need epic scenery. You don't need the most dynamic street scene with markets or a protest, or you just need a backyard. You just need some grass or some flowers or a little ladybug crawling along a leaf, and you're in. You get started. There is something just extra meditative about macro photography. That has been coming up a lot in the comments this week as well. It keeps turning up. And I feel bad because I love macro photography and I don't do it nearly enough. I had a really good run with it in the Himalayas a couple of years ago. I'm not usually in the Himalayas in summer. I'm usually there in winter. I prefer the cooler weather. But in summer, just butterflies everywhere. And I couldn't remember a time when I'd seen so many kinds of butterflies and just so many butterflies. And in places like Bhutan in the summer, and it's green and butterflies everywhere. I just wanted to spend all day with my macro lens chasing butterflies. Because when there's lots of a subject, you can work your composition much better. If there's just one or two butterflies, it's like, oh, well, you had an opportunity and then it's gone. You're not really pushing forward quite as much. Whereas when you have a carpet of butterflies, there is this one spot in a little stupa that was outside a village, marigolds everywhere, a sea of orange, and just a handful of butterfly species, just making the most of this beautiful opportunity. I had a few people with me at the time, and we spent like 2 hours just in this one little patch, just this little patch of marigolds. You get to practice a craft, you get to really deep dive into it, and you are so in the moment. You're not thinking about time, you're not feeling the passing of time. You are so present and conscious. And I can't remember feeling so present and conscious as that particular moment in a long time since. It was really, really special. Photography as meditation, that's the topic today. If you have some thoughts or some questions or ideas, please leave a comment. I'd love to hear from you, and have a great day.